Who is Sister Soulja?
Sister Soulja is a person who loves her people and loves her people so much that everything that I do with my people in mind. I was born in the Bronx and raised in the earlier part of my life in the projects. And I think everything that I've written has been powerfully influenced by my experience in the projects of New York. And my mother had four children. She was divorced. And when I was 4 years old, that's when we moved from one place in the Bronx into the projects. So we went in there with my eyes wide open. I was raised part of, I guess what you would say, poor people. My mother was on welfare, Section 8, free cheese, free peanut butter, food stamps, Medicaid, you know, public housing, public school, the whole nine yards. And I thought it was important to think about how to survive that experience and come up on top without hurting anybody else, but in fact, helping everybody else.
You're known as the number one author of the hip hop generation. What does that mean to you?
What that means to me is that I've been successful in writing books that affect the people that I want to speak to the most. I mean, anyone can read my books and enjoy the stories. But when I was young, I used to go to the New York Public Library and I used to look for books all the time that reflected my experiences. I looked for book covers that had, you know, pretty black faces on them or handsome black faces. And I looked for stories that had details that fit in with our lives. And I looked for solutions to the problems that we were dealing with in our hoods. And so being successful for me in the hip hop generation means that I'm writing books that people who look just like me can read and enjoy, and most importantly, learn from.
All right. Speaking about your books, how many have you published so far?
I have published three books. My first book that I ever wrote was, the title is No Disrespect, and it's nonfiction, which means it's a true story. My second book, the title is The Coldest Winter Ever, and it's fiction, which means that it's a story that I wrote from my imagination with characters that I created from my imagination and a story that I wove together like a piece of carpet or a pretty sweater or something like that. My third book is titled Midnight, A Gangsta Love Story. And it is fiction as well, which means that it is a book that I wrote from my imagination, from my research, and it is the third book. Currently, I'm working on my fourth book, which is also a book of fiction, which will actually continue the story of Midnight and then link it up to the story of The Coldest Winter Ever. So I think the next book is probably the most important for the readers in the fiction trilogy of The Coldest Winter Ever, Midnight, A Gangsta Love Story, and the new joint that's coming up.
Do you recommend any book to start with?
I think that it depends. If you're interested in the author and who she is and what she's been through and basically what the foundation of her life is, You should read No Disrespect first, because I believe that anybody who has read No Disrespect can understand how I can create such important and powerful and creative characters in my works of fiction. So I recommend No Disrespect first, and The Coldest Winter Ever second, and Midnight A Gangster Love Story third. So I actually recommend people read it in the same order that I wrote it.
Since your books, it's been a big reemergence of young readers, people that are interested in reading now, which they weren't interested in reading before. Do you have anything to say to the new population of young readers?
I don't think I would use the word reemergence, because reemergence would suggest that they were doing it before and stopped and then began doing it again, when the actual fact is that from the publishing of The Coldest Winter Ever, there was a complete revolution in reading for young people, for young African people, and young Latino people across the United States. And I don't think it was a situation where they couldn't read before, but I think it was a situation where there wasn't a lot of great books, great stories, materials, and literature that young people were interested in, or that young people and our people could see themselves in, or stories that they cared about. I think the books that are in the school system may be good for European history and European culture, but I think those books, by and large, did not include the voice of African people, the loves, the concerns, the lives, the business, the politics of African people. So I think that The Coldest Winter Ever as a novel was a revolution, a revolutionary book of fiction for young African and Latino people in America, and then ultimately for all youth of all race, colors, and creeds in the United States of America. I would say to my young readers that it's great that you are picking up books and reading them. And I think that the first level is just reading whatever you see that you like, reading whatever you see that you enjoy, reading whatever you see that you can buy from a bookstore or check out of a public library in your neighborhood. But I think the second level is making sure that you are understanding what you're reading, and that what you're reading is doing something for you. Your reading should be doing something more than entertaining you. It should be enticing you, intriguing you, inspiring you, teaching you, informing you, and making you a better person with a better life and a larger world and a better set of opportunities. So that would be my advice to young people, that step it up and make sure the materials that you are reading are something that's good for you.
What are your future plans?
My future plans are to continue writing great books. I want to make sure that every single book that I write changes the reader and changes the world. I want every single book that I write to hit the publishing industry hard, to cause other writers to have to improve the standard of their writing, and to just have a dramatic and important and purposeful impact. Also, I would like to see all of my books turned into films, and if I am unable to make the kind of deals that I want to make in Hollywood, then I would like to be a pioneer for creating powerful, independent, beautifully written and beautifully filmed movies for our community, somewhat of what I would call a cultural revolution. So these are my plans. I also am a youth activist and I love to work with children. I love to teach at colleges and universities, so I intend to continue my career as a speaker, as a thinker, as a philosopher, as a historian. Most people know that I graduated from Rutgers University, and while I was there, I had a lot of educational experiences and traveled around the world and met the most powerful people in all the countries. And I always like to share those experiences when I talk and when I teach and when I lecture and when I travel. So I'd like to continue to do that, as well as build an institution for young people, perhaps a boarding school or something of that nature. So there are huge plans for me in the future, God willing, of course, because everything depends on whether I'm blessed to be alive, to be well, to be healthy, and to be true.